And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success Morning Coffee. It has been a few days and my computer does not want to work, so we'll see how this goes because it will be just a little bit of rambling while I wait for Google to come open, which I've been waiting a while for, so we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's going to take a minute. What is up, Michelle? What is up, Nikki, over in YouTube? You guys hanging out on TikTok? If you have not hit the subscribe button on YouTube, please do make sure that you are here when that bell rings and tells you that we're going live. Same thing on TikTok here. If you want to subscribe, hit the subscribe button or make sure that you turn on your notifications and know that when I go live, I go live. I was going to talk about the stats today of the podcast because I have not looked at them in a long time. Almost like 3 months, but I got to the point where I was starting to think about, I don't want to look at them because it just sometimes makes you kind of feel bad about yourself. But then again, I don't do this for the stats. I do this to help people. And it's funny because there are those people that you look at, like, you know, you go through and there are, you know, 15 to 20 people who listen to this thing every single day. And I'm appreciative for every single one of you. So I do have an audience. I do have people coming. I do have my YouTube page growing, albeit slowly, which is great, though, because it is live here. And I have to tell you, a lot of people don't see the work behind the scenes. They just see what's going on and they think that everyone's killing it. And one of the biggest things that you can do for a content creator, one of the people that you're watching or following or doing the, you know, following along, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people call it a journey. I don't necessarily know that it is a journey for me. It is something that, you know, I always picture a journey, someone walking down the road. But yeah, I mean, it is, you know, I agree. Nikki says, F the stats. I do agree with that to some extent, but also it kind of does give you a little bit of a idea of what you're doing and how you're doing, you know, based on that. And I was kind of thinking about it because, you know, at one point I thought, well, this will just, I'll do this until it makes me enough money that I don't have to do my other job. Well, we're a long way away from that, which is okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stop trying. It doesn't mean that this is going to change for the time being. But I was thinking about it last night. And, you know, I get people reaching out asking to be on the show. And I have this one interview that I'm just, I don't know. Like, I just keep telling myself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because it's already on the board. But I'm kind of done with interviews. You know, like, I just don't necessarily feel the need to do them anymore because they haven't really done, you know, what I thought they would do. They've helped me, and there's only so many times you can sit there and you can talk to people about how to do stuff before they actually, you know, kind of get bored with it. So this has been kind of a dive into me, a dive into who I am, a dive into what I do and how I do it and my thought process and the things that I'm going through on a daily basis. And you'll see, like, there's times where I just don't feel like doing it. And I can't remember. So last Thursday, you know, so I try to do this every day. And last Thursday, I ended up having some internet issues. And those internet issues caused me to not be able to, like, I'm having an internet issue right now. Like, my notes are on my Instagram page, which I can't get to unless I pull on another iPad. YouTube is glitchy. Beautiful. See, and that's the problem. This is the thing. Like, we're talking about YouTube being glitchy, and I'm not quite sure what that means. But these are things that happen with, you know, technology. Things will be glitchy. Things will be out of sync. You know, I'll get static through the computer sometimes when you're listening to sound and all those stuff. And those are all these things that happen. And sometimes it just kind of stops you. But anyway, last Thursday, I woke up and I had an internet issue, you know, and it was kind of annoying because it wasn't working. Like, I can tell in the morning because I live out in the country and I've got Starlink, which is a satellite service, which isn't completely great just yet. It's not bad. I mean, you get really good service when you get the service, and then sometimes you don't get the good service at all. So it's something that'll hold me back and it'll stop me from wanting, or not stop me from wanting to come out here, but stop me from coming out here. I've been trying to get Google Chrome up on my computer here for the last 10 minutes and nothing is happening. Google Chrome will not pop up, which has my notes on it, which I use technology for my notes to go through and talk about the things that I'm going to talk about, and nothing is popping up. So it's kind of funny. These are things that happen. These are things that can stop you from wanting to do the thing that you're trying to do. So what do? You have two choices. You don't do it or you do it. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes it stops you. Last Friday. So, and these are the excuses, right? This is what I feel like, because I hate freaking excuses, but that's what they are. And I'm just going to tell you how it is. It's not really an excuse. It is what it is. My son was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He wouldn't go back to sleep. What's up, CC? He wouldn't go back to sleep. So what did I have to do? I had to try to keep him sleeping because my wife had to work or whatever we were doing, and it didn't work out. So I couldn't get him back to sleep in time to get out here and do that. And that's why I do what I do. I come out here and I do this when I'm not taking time away from the family. So that's kind of the way that it goes. Those are types of things that I go through. But it doesn't mean that you can't stop. Like, you have to get through that adversity that you have to get. I'm out here today, right? And I plan on being out here tomorrow. And I plan on being out here on Wednesday because people are going through Robert's book with me. They expect to see that. And I just want to keep telling people that it's not easy. It never is. But anything that worth doing, and if it was easy, you probably wouldn't do it. Google Chrome may pop up here. We'll see what happens. But it's funny because those are the types of things that happen. Sunday was Easter. If you celebrate that stuff, if you celebrate Easter and things like that, for us, it was kind of a tougher one. And my wife did have to work. And this happens. My wife is a nurse. So she works 3 days a week and works those 12-hour shifts and ends up sometimes missing holidays. And so we've kind of decided as a family that we won't celebrate that holiday if she can't be there and celebrate it with us. So yesterday was kind of one of those deals where we didn't do anything. Now, we will celebrate it next weekend when she has Sunday off and have our Easter celebration next Sunday. But it's kind of tough because the kids know it's Easter. Well, Tatum knows it's Easter. She's 10, you know, and those are things that are important to her. She wants to do the Easter egg hunt. She wants to talk about, you know, like, she wants to do all those fun things, and we just don't do them because, you know, my wife is working. So we went up to my parents' house on Friday because I had an appointment late in the afternoon. So what we do typically, like, we'll have it's a 2-hour drive to my parents' house. And so when I have an appointment at my parents' house or in my parents' area, which is 2 hours away, I stay there with them typically, or stop and have lunch with them or see them or whatever. And it was funny because I went to their house. And I walked in and I had ordered, this is the thing, my parents are a little bit older. They're not like super old, but they're in their 60s. And I walked in there and I saw this TV that my dad had ordered. We had shipped to my house because they won't ship it to his house. It's too far away. And the TV was laying on the ground. And I thought, you know, why is this not up yet? Well, he's been waiting for me to come help him do it. He lives 2 hours away. I'm not very, very often. And I was like, how difficult is this? I'm like, we're going to do this. But I also had some other stuff that I had to do too. So I had to work on my truck. My work truck, for those of you who know, it's getting older. It's getting a lot of miles on it. It needs some of that normal maintenance. And so I went to the dealership and I had a couple things done to it. And it needs to have the spark plugs changed in it. And so I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to do that. And my dad has, sorry, I'm going through and I'm opening these as they are coming up because my computer is finally waking up. My dad has a lot of tools and I have a lot of tools too. Like, I could do it in my own driveway, but I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice to have him there to help, have him, you know, just kind of help me if I need any help with anything and get the spark plugs changed in the truck. And it's been a while since I've done that. But I told myself when I started doing it, I'm like, yeah, this will be no problem, blah, 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 blah. And what I realized, as I realize every time I do something, I remember that I do something because I know how to do it to remind myself that I can. But it's a pain in the butt. And I remember why I don't change tires anymore. I remember why I don't work on cars anymore. I remember why I would rather not do that. And it's because it's a pain in the butt. Especially when you're like, this is basically, I'm not a shade tree mechanic, but I don't have the tools. And I think that when you're a backyard excuse me, when you're a backyard mechanic, like when you're the type of person who's doing something in your driveway, you just don't have all these tools, and you remember a lot of things when you do that work, right? And what you remember is that it hurts. I mean, I have scratches and bruises up and down my arm. I have busted knuckles with, you know, red marks on them because it's a little bit of space, and I'm not a little guy. And I'm sitting there reminding myself of all these reasons why I don't do what I do anymore or what I used to do anymore. But I also remember that that's got me where I got, that's, that has gotten me here and taught me a lot of things, because there's a lot of things in life that we sit there and we go, I hated doing this. I don't like doing it. I don't want to do it. And, but it made me who I am. It helped me to realize that I can work hard. It helped me to realize that I can do those things. It helps me, to understand that those are things that I am capable of, and they have taught me things that I didn't need, that I didn't think I needed, but I did need. And we have to realize that a lot of times the adversity that we go through, and I'm calling it adversity because that's what it is, like our first job, you think about your first job that you ever had. My brother and I were talking about it. We worked for $4.25 an hour. What's up, Johnny? In Homedale, Idaho, putting up sprinkler trellises in the summer, $4.25 an hour. And you didn't get overtime because in Idaho, they don't give you overtime unless you hit over 40 hours. So you would have to work 40 hours in order to get overtime. And then anything over that, you think about that time and a half is like $8 an hour. So you're like, oh yeah, we could get that big money now when you worked over 40 hours a week. It's crazy. Doing good, John. Thanks for hanging. I appreciate it. Again, you guys, make sure that you hit the bell so that you can catch these as they pop up. But anyway, let's get into the thought process this morning. Some of the things I was thinking about as I was reading through my Instagram, which it's kind of like where I keep my notes when I look at my Instagram story. If you guys want to see like what I'm thinking and what has intrigued me, because I think what we don't realize a lot of times is that there are so many things that can push us to do the things that we want to do. Miss Fire Cream, what's happening? All right, so we'll get through these real quick, and then I'll probably have to head out. It took a little bit of time, but we got through the adversity, right? So now it's going. Now things are happening. So here's some bad news, all right? This is some bad news. You're not going to fit in with everyone. You know what the good news is? The great ones never do. I was talking to my daughter this weekend. She brought this up multiple times to make sure that I knew that I actually understood what was going on. And I think it's kind of funny. And I honestly want to tell her just to punch a kid in the face. It's not a great way to look at things, but the fact of the matter is that these kids are picking on her. It's driving me insane. And I told her, the last thing I said to her was like, you know, it rains here. And I was thinking about a lot of, like, she brings back these memories that I have because people would do things like this. It's like, who knows what these kids are thinking, why they want to do what they would do, how they want to, why they want to act the way that they want to act. But there, it rains here, right? So it rains. The other day I walked out of the studio after One Drink Wednesday, and there's some frogs hopping around. I'm like, where the hell are the frogs coming from? They're all over the place. And there's also worms on the concrete because the worms come out of the ground and they hop into the concrete and they just kind of hang out there. I don't know why they do it. They're on a suicide mission or something like that. But she's telling me there's this kid that she's been talking about him all year long that's been picking on her. And I don't want to be the dad, because I was a teacher, and I don't want to be the dad that goes to the principal and says, hey, what's going on? What's the truth? Because there's always a half truth in between, right? Like, so your kid's telling you one thing, the other kid's doing something different, but what is she doing to actually get the things to happen to her? I trust her, but I also think that there's two sides to every story. And so it's kind of tough to see that happen. Anyway, the kid's picking up these worms and throwing her at her. And I go, what's the problem? She goes, well, I'm going to tell on him, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what? Telling on him has probably got you in trouble a lot, because all you do is sit there and tell, and it's not the boy who cried wolf because these things are really happening to you, but you're allowing this kid to bother you so much. And I said, you just, next time he throws a worm at him, just punch him in the face. She's like, I can do that. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. I want you to do that, but you can't really do that. I mean, she doesn't have the understanding of what's really going on. I said, are you afraid of worms? And she goes, no. I said, well, then pick up a worm and throw it back at him. He's doing that because he thinks that he's getting something out of you. Like, he's trying to piss you off and it's working. And it's just crazy. Yeah. He probably does like her. But the thing is that the kid's he's like a pain in the butt. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand why kids can't deal with these things on their own anymore. But then I don't want to be the person, because I was there. Like, I knew how teachers are. They don't see the things that are happening on the outside. And it's like, okay, there's a problem here, obviously, between these two kids. They need to figure it out. But what can they do? They're doing nothing, you know. But my daughter is also tattling all the time. So maybe the kid's doing nothing. Maybe the kid's doing something. But there's got to be a middle ground to this. And so next year when she goes to school, it's like she's told us she hates the school. She doesn't make any friends, blah, 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 blah. And I don't really think that's it. I think he's choosing violence. That's what I think. I mean, the thing is if it was me, like I can't be there. Like, if I was there, if I was in the middle of it, and I could see what it was, I might actually tell her to punch the kid. She's the biggest kid in her class, and I've been there, and I know how that goes. The problem is not everyone's going to like you. You can't be friends with everyone, but you need to choose those battles. And I've tried to constantly teach her that over and over again. You're not going to be people who are friends. Yep, exactly. Anna, thanks for hopping in. We've got the Patreons in the house today. Nikki's our Patreon. Anna's Patreon. We got Clarity Anchor. Michelle. We got our peeps in here. So it's crazy how that bullying thing happens right now. But hopefully it changes. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to work around it. I got to talk to her. I'm kind of to the point where I'm going to make a phone call to the teacher or the principal, or send an email and ask what's really going on, because this kid is kind of terrorizing her. And I don't know if it's terrorizing because she's doing things back that she shouldn't be doing, because she's gotten to this point where kids start to learn how to lie a little bit. And I notice her doing things. I see her do it. And it's kind of like, is she lying about it or is it the truth? So anyway, a little dive into what's going on with my kids. All right. Sports background, big sports background that I have that I always, you know, go back to. These are things that make me think a lot about that. And it says, lazy players do little work and think they should be successful. Successful players, and these all relate to life too. Successful players work their socks off and still worry that they're being lazy. How many times have you done something and you sat there and you thought about it and you're like, could I do more? And I'm going to try and do more because I can, because I need to be working my butt off no matter what. There are some people who think that it should just happen, and then there are some people who are willing to work harder to make it happen. And that's really the big difference between a lot of people in, you know, like professional sports or jobs, where the people that get ahead, they're willing to bust their ass more than the next person in front of them. Some people just show up for work and they're just worker bees, and that's fine. And then there's other people who get ahead, and those people who just show up for work sometimes wonder why those people got ahead. It's because they're willing to work harder. Talent will only take you so far. Excuses make today easy, but tomorrow hard. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easy. The more you put in up front, the easier it will be the next day. I think about this in my job a lot. There are things that I do that make my job easier for me. And that's doing the work now instead of waiting till tomorrow. If you're willing to work a little bit harder today, it's going to make tomorrow easier. And think about that. So I do a lot of the stuff that I do as it comes in, because in my mind, I don't want to have more to do. And what if something else comes up? Then I can do more. This sales job that I have, like, if I'm done early and I see what happens, like if I'm completely done with the work when everyone else is still working, I'll have more to do. And in my job, that's rewarding, because in order to make the money that I make, I have to be working more. I have to have more appointments. I have to have more work than the other person in order to make that happen. So if I can be very efficient in my job, if I can get an hour and a half appointment done in an hour, that gives me an extra half an hour. I do that three times and I can have another appointment and I can make more money. So I have to be efficient. You have to build a process. You have to be willing to work harder today so that tomorrow you don't have to do it. So if you show up tomorrow and you're like, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do this because I didn't do the things that I needed to do, then there is a problem. I thought practice was boring, and this one really hits that. If you think practice is boring, try sitting on the bench. You know what's really boring when you don't work your ass off at practice? Sitting on the bench. That sucks. Not being in the game because you didn't practice hard and you didn't work harder than the other people, or you didn't work hard enough that you were good enough to be in the game. Now you're sitting on the game, and you're sitting on the bench, hanging out, watching the other people do what you want to do. Every day is practice. Every day is practice for you to be better. Every day that I do this podcast is so that I can do a better job tomorrow and a better job the next day. If you ever read the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, you know that it takes 10,000 hours to get any proficiency in what you're doing. And I'm not going to do the math. Let's say it's 1,000. I do 30 minutes a day, 1,000 hours. I'm not even close to 10,000 hours on doing this podcast. So work your butt off. Yeah, and you get splinters in your ass. This is true for hanging out on the bench. Progress is impossible without change. Those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. If you think that things are going to happen by seeing only one thing and it's the only way to make it happen, it'll never happen. You need to be willing to work your ass off. You need to be willing to change. You need to be willing to move with the times. What are you doing to change the things that you're doing so that you can be successful? It's never going to be one way. It's never going to be the easy way. If you continue to wait, and this is a big tough one, if you continue to wait until you're ready, you're going to wait your entire life. How many times do you get stuck in that I can't do this right now. I'm not prepared for this. I'm not ready. I'm not going to make it happen. I might fail. How do we get stuck in our heads? How do we tell ourselves over and over again that we can't do something? If you never start, it will never happen. You can continue to give yourself all the excuses that you want, all the things, tell yourself all the reasons why you can't, and guess what? It'll never happen. It will never, ever happen if you don't try. So if you have something that you're wanting to do, something that you know in your mind you can do, you believe in it, don't listen to all that outside noise, as Johnny's saying right here, nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to make it happen. And if you're not, you're going to sit on the sidelines your whole life and nothing's going to happen. Don't be afraid. Don't tell yourself all the reasons why you can't. Find the reasons why you can. It's tough. It's like I told you, there's this thing that I have done my whole life. And the last 5 years have been completely different for me because I think of things in a different way. As it goes back to that Oscar the Grouch meme that says it's called a garbage can, not a garbage can't. Because you can, even if you feel like you're garbage, even if you feel like you're not able to do it. We'll see you, Miss Fire Quinn. Thanks for hanging. You can do it if you're willing to put in the effort. And every time you tell yourself, I can't, every time you tell yourself it won't happen, every time you tell you all these negative things in your head, you'll never have the opportunity to make it happen. You have to be willing to understand that you're capable of it. You have to believe in it. You have to manifest it. You have to work your ass off to make it happen. What can I say? Go out there today and make it happen. I want to say thank you to Nikki and Anna for being subscribers on Patreon. If you guys want to join the Patreon, you can go join that over at, I think it's at westtankersley.com Patreon. You can join the link, hit the link in my bio. There's links everywhere to find everything. Go to west.tankersley, typically everywhere you can find me. Make sure you subscribe. We've got our TikTok subscribers, Michelle, Frank, Lance, and Nikki. Thank you very much for subscribing on TikTok. If you guys want to catch this every single morning, we try to do it around 4:15. Go out there and kick today in the ass. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.